heard. I was looking at some different compressors lately. Audio electronic compressors, not the kind you paint cars with. And it's amazing what they're doing with the market now, where, you know, back in the day they had the 1176 and the LA2A, some of these, you know, compressors that just made the difference on so many albums. Now they've got what used to be a multi-$1,000 rack mount thing in a little foot pedal, and, you know, plain old everyday guitar player can basically put the entire studio set up on the floor in front of them. It's just amazing. And the idea that, well, the one you want in the front of the signal is different than the one you want in the back of the signal, because you want an FET for one of them and you want a transconductance amplifier for the other. So, mind-boggling. I need exit.